pet, it's almost noon. If you want to go to brunch, we... Oh, baby girl. You have the heating pad out. Are you feeling all right? Did you start your period? No? Then what's the matter? Come on. All Daddy wants to do is help, but you have to tell me what's wrong first. Yes, I know you've been going to physical therapy the last couple of weeks. You know, for your shoulder, but... But what? Baby girl, is that not what you've been doing? Not exactly. You better explain yourself, little girl. You have been going, but it's been for your pelvic floor. I've never heard that before. Explain it to me. Okay, so just to be clear, your pelvic floor is some of your core muscles and the muscles inside your vagina. Don't be shy, baby girl. I'm just trying to make sure I understand. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, especially with your daddy. So, now that I know where the problem is, can you tell Daddy what the problem is? Your muscles are too tight, and it's been making sex painful. And you didn't think your daddy needed to be aware of this? How long has this been going on for? I mean, how long have you been in pain during sex? A couple of months. Baby girl, let me be very clear. You do not keep things from Daddy, especially when it applies to your health and well-being. That is never okay. Yes, I understand that you enjoy pain play, but that is different. That is controlled. I am careful mixing the pain with pleasure, and if it ever gets to be too much, you use your safe words. You should have told me immediately. You thought it would just go away. That's not an excuse, little girl. I'm your daddy, and you have to talk to me so that I can take care of you. If you don't, then I can't do my best by you. Look at me. Look at me, baby girl. You are in control in this relationship. I may be your daddy, but that doesn't mean you don't have a say. You hold all the power. But that also means you have to be responsible with it. Do you understand? Good girl. I accept your apology, but have no doubt, pet, you will be punished later for keeping this from me. And you will learn to never do it again. No. Not right now. Right now, Daddy's gonna take care of you. Try to help you feel better. Has physical therapy been helping at all? I'm guessing if you need a heating pad right now, not so much. Really? Well, that would make sense. You are supposed to do the exercises they recommend as often as they tell you, baby girl. Otherwise, you won't get better. Let's do some right now to see if we can get you some relief. What do they have you doing? Stretches, Kegels, and what? Massage. Massage where? On your lower abdomen and internally. You mean inside your vagina? Why are you blushing? It's a part of your body. A body Daddy is very fond of and familiar with. You're adorable when you blush. Which exercise should we start with? Well, if massage helps the most, we'll start with that. You just tell Daddy what to do. Okay, that sounds simple enough. We will go slow, but if it's too painful, tell Daddy, and I'll stop, understand? Good girl. Let's start with a lower abdomen massage. Go ahead and lie on your back. We'll move this heating pad to the side for now. I'll raise your shirt up and I will lower your shorts and panties so I can have access to that beautiful, soft stomach of yours. Comfortable? Good. Hold on just a second. Thought we could use this. It is a massage, after all, and it's safe to use everywhere. All right, I'm gonna start. Just relax and take some nice, deep breaths for me. That's it. Relax all your muscles. Daddy's got you. I'm just getting a little oil on my hands. Then applying some light pressure with my fingers right below your belly button. Gliding back and forth across your soft, smooth skin. Nice and slow. How does that feel? Good. Just keep breathing for me. That's it, baby girl. Let go. Oh, of course I don't mind, baby girl. I know this is your first relationship like this, but you have to understand that as your daddy, it's my job to take care of you. It is an honor and a privilege that I do not take lightly. My care applies to all aspects when it comes to you. That means inside and outside of the bedroom. I enjoy doing anything for you that makes you happy, that makes you feel good. But any time I get to have my hands on your body is a plus. Yes. Even when there are no strings attached. Does that feel any better? Good. Still want me to do the internal massage? All the more reason to have told Daddy from the beginning, little one. If you have a hard time doing this massage because of the angle, I could have helped, but Daddy can help now. Same rule applies. If it hurts too much, tell Daddy, and I will stop. No, there will be no funny business. Don't try to top from the bottom now, pet. Unless you want a third punishment. Yes, third. You have one for not telling me, and two for not doing your PT as prescribed. No pouting, little one. Now, I'm going to slide off your PJ bottoms and panties. Lift your hips so I can slide this pillow under them. Good girl. Go ahead and spread your legs for me. A little more massage oil on my fingers. Now, I'm sliding them in very slowly. Don't tense. Don't tense, bud. Keep breathing. Yes, there you go. Good girl. I'm in. Are you okay? Do you need me to stop? You can use your safe words if you need to. Yes, of course we can use them. And it seems like you could use the practice. That mouth of yours. Third punishment it is. Now, I'm going to start on the left side. Ready? Here we go. Slow and steady. Is the pressure okay? Good. Just curious. Is your physical therapist a man or a woman? Woman. Good. Yes, I am jealous. I don't want another man touching what's mine. And you, baby girl, are mine. I can feel how tense you are. Relax, little one. Daddy's got you. Just let your hips sink into the bed. All the pressure off of them. That's it, love. Melt into my touch. Nice, deep, steady breaths. Good girl. This side feels more relaxed. Are you ready for me to switch? All right, let me just shift positions real quick. Easing back in. Going nice and slow. I can really tell a difference. This side is not nearly as tight. Pressure still okay? Good. Baby girl, if I didn't know better, I would say this is turning you on. Of course I'm turned on. Your body is simply delectable. I can see your nipples tightening under your shirt. The slick heat from your pussy is dripping off my hands and down your thighs. Every instinct is telling me to flip you over and pound my cock deep inside you. But I won't. As I said before, your health and well-being are the most important thing to me. Yes, more important than my pleasure. No, Pat. I'm not going to have sex with you. In fact, we will not be having sex until I get a written note from your physical therapist saying it's okay. Don't act like that unless you want another punishment, baby girl. You'd be up to 4. Good girl. Not having sex is not a punishment. Daddy is doing what is best for you. If it's been causing you pain, we need to get you healed first. But I assure you, when we do get the green light, Daddy is going to bend you over the bed and spank you with his belt. Getting even wetter, baby girl? Then, Daddy will tie you down and fuck you until you pass out from pleasure. Oh yes, baby girl. Daddy will have a lot of orgasms to make up for. But until then, you will have to find other ways to relax you. Oh really? Orgasms can help relax your pelvic floor? Well then, Daddy can definitely help with that. Same rule applies. If there's any pain, use your safe words and I stop. Say your safe words for me now. Good girl. Now, while Daddy uses this hand to play with your pussy, this hand can apply nice, light, slow circles to your clit. So sensitive, little one. I keep hearing your whimpers and seeing you flush under my touch. Close your eyes, baby girl. Keep breathing. Just focus on my fingers, massaging inside your pussy and stroking your clit. Don't tense. Just relax. Relax. That's it. Oh, baby girl. The pillow is soaked. I guess it has been a while since you've come. I can tell that you want me to pick up the pace, but I won't. Daddy is going to be nice and gentle with his baby girl. Take his sweet time with your delicate body. You respond so well to Daddy's feather-light touch on your clit. And my fingers gingerly brushing against your G-spot like this. Keep your muscles soft, baby girl. Ride that calm wave of pleasure as the heat spreads throughout your body. You can move your hips, but not too fast. You are breathtaking. Daddy is so lucky to be the one to take care of you. Now, lift up your shirt for me, baby girl, and play with your nipples. Yes, that's right. Pull and pinch while I taste you. You like that? Daddy licking up your slick slit with long, slow strokes. Moan as loud as you want, little one. Let me know how my hands and mouth feel on your delicious body. Careful with those hips, baby girl. Gentle. Oh, good girl. Fuck. I could do this all day. Hearing your moans. Those whimpers. Dripping with your juices. Watching your nipples tightening as you twist and tug on them. Oh, fuck. My cock is so fucking hard. Ready for me to pick up the pace? Good girl. Stop playing with your nipples. Lift your arms up above your head and keep them there. From here on out, your only job is to relax and enjoy what your daddy does to you. Feel that, baby girl? Daddy's long, strong fingers pumping in and out of you, faster and faster, right on that spot that always makes you arch and moan for me, while my other hand pinches and pulls your abused, plump nipples. And my mouth, just licking and sucking, biting your hard, needy clit. Oh, fuck, baby girl. I can feel you clenching. Wait for daddy to give you permission to come. No, not yet. Oh, you've been such a good girl. You're so close. Wow. I'm gonna count you down from five, baby girl. Just hold on for daddy. Five. Four. Good girl. Three. Almost there. Two. Ready? One. Come for me. Yes. Yes. Give it all to daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby girl. Oh, you are gorgeous. That's it. Come back down. Oh. How do you feel, little one? Any pain or discomfort? Good. That is what Daddy was hoping for. Complete and total relaxation. Let me get you a washcloth and a glass of water. Yeah, I'll be right back. Here, baby girl. I brought you two painkillers as well if you need them. The water is on the nightstand. Now, let me just clean you up real quick. There. And let's tuck you back in so you can rest some more. Yes, I'll stay and hold you until you fall asleep. Come here, little one. Snuggle up to daddy. I'm right here if you need anything. I've got you. No. Don't worry about daddy. I can take care of myself. Your only job is to rest and heal. Because the faster you heal, the faster daddy can punish you. And Daddy knows you love a thorough punishment, baby girl.